back in the late night ticket.
All right.
Are we not?
We are.
Okay.
Are we?
I think so.
You sure are.
Okay. All right. Donnie says we're back. We are ticket. Back, brother.
That's right. Back means back.
I worry about him.
Me?
Boy, I do
yes.
too.
Hey, man. His alcohol intake is beyond reason.
Oh, man.
It's spectacular. Hey, man,
it is spectacular.
What's that?
I need some.
You don't need any more whiskey.
Yes, I do.
But what did anybody think was going to happen with him tonight anyhow?
Bad stuff.
Come on.
Hey, we got girls, Ryan.
I'm not
come
drinking
on.
Straight.
Would you expect anything less?
I'd be disappointed in anything less.
We got girls.
Who?
Sip some of that.
Who are they?
Well, first is Amy in Austin. Hi there. Hello. You're on the Deep Night Ticket.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, Amy.
Hi.
What's up?
Not much. We just hit the Phoenix concert.
Well, how old are you, Amy?
Whoa, okay, well, let me handle this. Let me handle this.
I know Phoenix.
Yeah.
I know Phoenix.
So it's in
Arizona.
You saw Phoenix. Where'd you guys see him?
Stubbs.
Are you from Austin?
Yeah, I was
Stubbs.
Born in Austin, so I claim it.
What?
She claims it.
Oh, you claim it? So is your boyfriend having you call in here right now or what?
Yes, he called you and then gave me the phone.
Son of a bitch, I knew it. All right.
How old are you?
Is your boyfriend from here?
Yes, he is.
And how old are you?
25.
Prove it. What year were you born?
How many kids you got?
I got 7 kids.
No way.
That's great. All right, so do you dislike your boyfriend enough?
Do I dislike him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm pretty fond of him.
No, you're not. Seriously. How many times have you looked to escape that route? A lot, right?
I'm standing here.
How long have you been with this guy?
6 months.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's so early.
It really is.
You guys are all in love.
There's
and stuff.
Plenty of time for all that.
Do you guys sit on the same side of the restaurant?
Hit the black eyed pea.
Right. When he takes you to Chili's, do you
I'll
guys
have a
sit
chicken fried
side?
Chicken. I'll have an awesome blossom. And we'll share it with our left and right hands.
We share the booze. We share the awesome blossom.
What was the last time you guys took a bath together?
Like 5 minutes ago.
Really?
What? When was the last time you got laid?
Whoa.
Long time ago.
That's a lie. If you took a bath 5 minutes ago, you guys did something in there.
I love
let me ask you something else.
Hello?
How close have you been to becoming a full-blown lesbian in the last 2 years?
10%.
What?
10%, just a little bit close.
10%.
That's enough.
Would you like a song from the great Randy Rogers?
How many girls have you kissed?
How many men have you had relations with? And you're
25?
Welcome out here. You're welcome out here right now to the compound.
Yeah, this is not the compound. This is the camp out.
Oh yeah, we would love to have you at the camp out.
Especially Donovan.
I appreciate the offer.
I mean, it's only it'd be 9 to 1, and you could choose, and it'd be no big deal.
Hey, Amy.
Yeah.
Do you think it's wrong for a black man and a white woman to do a little bit of this?
No, I'm good with that.
You're good at that?
No,
she's good with it. She's not good at it.
Oh, you're good with it.
Yeah. You want to be serenaded real quick, Amy?
Hang on.
Is your boyfriend black?
Hang on, Jake. So,
George.
Jory.
Is your boyfriend black?
Oh, my gosh. Corby is just beyond recognition.
I said Jake is a joke and Jory is another layer
Joy.
Of the joke.
Are you still with us, Amy?
I'm actually funnier right now than I was like 10
minutes.
Yeah,
he really is. He really is. No,
earlier.
No, he is.
I am.
Is your boyfriend black?
He is not black.
He's not?
Are you really in Austin?
He's just half.
Okay, that's enough of them. Let's go pick
their
what's your prediction
that's
for
awesome.
The Mavs score?
That's awesome.
Actually, we were trying to keep the math score a secret
until
tomorrow.
Yeah, you should. Yeah, you know what would make it even more less of a secret is you being retarded. Good night.
Wow.
You gotta lay the wood.
We can talk together with.
All right, Donnie, who we got now?
Well, now.
Gary in San Francisco.
Girl,
imagine this.
I'm gonna call
going to call tonight.
We are border to border, coast to coast.
I am drowning my sorrows.
Up? Why? Oh, the Mavs.
Mavericks.
In what? What are you
depressing.
Doing?
Or are
so
you
depressing.
Still, you're still upset about the...
I'm married to a Spurs fan.
Oh, God.
You know what you are? You know
there
what you are?
There's nothing more annoying in the world.
Yeah, by letter of the law, that makes you a whore.
Oh, my
God. And I just want to let you know that my husband is black. I know you guys were asking.
Yes.
I don't believe it.
So there's at least one black Spurs fan out there.
Yeah, there's just the one.
I hate the Spurs.
I like that.
So tired of the Spurs.
And how old are you?
I'm 30.
So you never went back, huh? This brother just rocked your world and you never went back.
What's your husband's name?
I met him. His name is Mark, and we both went.
That's not a black man.
Yeah, yeah. You should have said Tyrone. We would have believed you more.
We met in Austin.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know what? Who I met in Austin?
We just talked to a girl in Austin.
I met Earl Campbell in Austin.
Do you know Amy?
Austin's a haven for that kind of thing. Is it really? That's what I hear.
So is there,
very liberal.
Is there a lot of interracial love in Austin?
Yeah, well, it wasn't enough. That's why we had to move to San Francisco.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's right. She's in San Francisco.
All
you
right,
guys forgot
for
that.
Her. I don't want to talk to anybody associated with the Spurs.
They're out. She's in San Francisco.
I don't care. Out.
It's her husband.
Out.
Hey.
Yes.
All right.
Are you guys swingers?
Am I a swinger?
Yeah.
Well, why do you ask?
Are you
going to San Francisco
are you,
later
you've had it with your loser boyfriend or whatever he is, right?
Her black husband.
Yeah, your black husband. How about that?
We're fine. We're definitely fine.
Yeah, well, wait 5 years.
We're in attention right now because...
Okay.
Totally.
Enough
yeah, yeah.
She's
wait till the Celtics
the
play the Lakers.
Out.
All right,
Laura,
the big man says out. We got
to
go.
I don't want to talk to anybody associated with the Spurs.
Come on, George.
How is she?
Let's move on.
How is she even there with the Spurs?
She's married to a Spurs fan.
The healing has to begin right here, George.
I can't
she
let
can't
it
produce
begin.
The fact that it actually occurs. Hello, you're on the ticket.
Whoa.
Who is this?
Oh.
Come on, girl.
You ran them off.
Me?
You
214-787-1310. I know there's women out there. I want to talk to the big man.
Jill wants to play. Who's calling me first?
Who?
The big man is
Jill
you.
Or Joe?
I don't want to talk to Joe. It's probably Joe Lecce.
He's awesome.
Joe DiMaggio Lecce.
Hello, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, actually, my last name is Carlisle.
Blow him up.
Carlisle what?
I'm not no relation.
Out.
Not no relation?
Out. I don't want to talk to anybody associated with the Mavericks or
right.
the Spurs.
Sorry, dude.
He's not associated with him. His
we
last
can't talk
name
to you
is
right
Carlisle.
Now.
The big
that's
man
associated
no
with
part of basketball tonight, do you?
It's unbelievable.
I can't talk basketball.
Hey, George, can you mix me a drink?
Sure, what do you want?
Whiskey.
We're almost out.
I am. George,
don't drink
away. 13 bottles right back there.
Don't drink my bottle. I give my bottle to the great Wade Bowen in the morning.
Okay, well, there's my bottle in the back right there.
Hey, we're going to have Wade Bowen on the show tomorrow.
Well,
you know who he is?
Yeah, I do. I saw him last year. I introduced him last year at that deal.
Did you really?
Yeah.
He's great, isn't he?
Yeah, he's good.
Oh, look at me. I introduced him.
You know what I think of Wade Bowen? Meh.
You know what?
That's the first three words I've heard you say tonight. What's wrong with you?
What's rough with you?
I can talk like Scrappy if I want to.
What's rough with you, man?
All right, Donnie, what do we got?
Shannon
wow. and Arlington.
But that could be a dude.
All right.
That could be a dude.
Hey, good Shannon.
Job. Even if it's a dude.
Shannon.
Oh, hey.
Please tell me this isn't Shannon O'Neill.
No.
Okay, good.
I used to date a girl named Shannon.
Easy.
Is that you?
That was my high school girl. Hey, Shannon, so where are you from?
Arlington.
That's
remember, we've established that.
What's on your mind tonight, Shannon?
That's a crap box.
Oh, not much. I just wanted to give a shout-out to my boyfriend.
What's going on?
God.
You know, that's really
the
sweet.
Hell with him.
Go ahead.
Shannon, how old are you?
I'm 24.
Would you like to dedicate a song to him?
Did you go to Lamar?
You like Randy Rogers?
No, I did not go to Lamar. Where'd you go? Bowie, unfortunately.
Bowie?
Bowie!
So you went to a scumbag
An Arlington
high?
Bowie warrior.
You can't cheer for that, man.
It's funny.
Would you like to talk to Rush Limbaugh?
I got nothing on it. I'll tell you what.
Hey, folks, look.
Bowie has a...
Obama's daughter to you, and Snurley's laughing, but...
Shannon, do you think we should have a moment of silence? What would you say?
Yes, let's have a moment of silence.
For what?
For this small chronic break.
For me living in Arlington.
You know what? You're right. Let's go. In 3, 2, 1.
Shannon in Arlington, you're on... I'm sorry.
Well, that's a special treat from the big man right there.
Well, can you please say hi to my boyfriend?
Okay.
No. You know what? Your boyfriend's
Stop
a doucher.
Stop.
He's
not at the boyfriend, Shannon. I'm sorry.
Are you letting gaseous substances
Shannon, what kind of music you like?
No.
Who is?
Oh, all kinds of music.
He
is. I
don't
know.
Shannon,
I don't.
You like the great Randy Rogers?
You like hip-hop?
Did your boyfriend ever text you a picture of his junk?
No.
Do you want me to text a picture of my junk?
No, I'm good, thank you.
I'm willing to send my junk right now.
Because you need it in two texts.
Nothing's funny. The Mavericks lost tonight.
Oh,
funny.
Why don't you just loosen up?
How long have you and this so-called boyfriend of yours been together?
We've been together for 2 years.
2 years?
Oh, yeah. You know what that is?
I forget.
Are you getting itchy? Would you like him to propose to you?
Well, that's a big question right now.
Okay, yeah, you know what it is? It's a question that you need to answer right now.
At a Ranger game?
Al.
Yeah, on the scoreboard? Like at a Ranger game?
Yeah.
Al.
On the scoreboard?
Yeah, how's
during
that?
During the seventh inning stretch?
How does this hang-up taste?
Huh?
See ya.
Hang up! That's the key to hang up!
Come on, Donnie.
I mean, on cue.
All right, don't yell at him.
Who else we got, Donnie?
Who?
Anna.
From
Denton.
You're on the ticket.
All right, girl.
On the ticket?
Yeah,
yes.
On the ticket. How you doing?
Cool. I'm doing good.
How old are you? Cool.
Anna, what are you wearing?
I'm guessing 21.
22.
25.
Ooh.
Shoot.
Now, what are you wearing right now?
Honestly?
Yes.
A t-shirt.
That says what?
It's just a white t-shirt.
Oh.
And that's it?
25.
Just a t-shirt? Yeah, you don't sound 25.
You sound like you're in high school. This is getting weird.
Shh. George, why are you ruining this? You are?
I am.
All right, what'd you want to tell us? What'd you want to tell us tonight? What do you want to talk about?
I have a question.
Hit
Go
us.
Ahead.
What's your question for Mike?
Yes, Hitler was bad.
Hold on, Corbin.
I know Hitler was bad, but...
Oh.
Birth control and condoms, what do you think of them? Because my boyfriend has an issue with condoms.
Well, of course
okay,
he has
look,
an
I don't
issue.
Want to talk about you and your boyfriend.
No. I'll tell her right now.
No,
Georgie.
This is a legit question.
Hey, shh. Condoms.
Me?
No, right. Dude, condoms are good.
No,
right?
They're not. The anus should always be on the girl.
No.
George, or Mike.
He's Mike.
George.
Hey, take the pill and call us back tomorrow. Who else we got?
Oh, no.
I don't have time for that. Who else we got? She wasn't even 25.
Oh my
All right,
God.
We're working on screening the calls.
We were okay. You realize that?
No, we weren't.
No, we weren't.
She was
She's
not worth talking
25.
To.
Here
no,
on
at
Mike
all.
Reiner's
she
late
was not
night 25. Ticket.
She had to be.
Really?
At least
what'd you do? A voice
16.
Analysis, Chloe?
Yeah.
All right.
It's called the Deep Night Ticket. Get the name of the show right.
The Deep Night Ticket. I'm sorry.
I've been in this business since 1990.
We're under a lot of stress here.
I know.
You know what?
I'm gonna. You know this whole Mavericks thing has just. Turned us all upside down.
Now
I wasn't even upset until he got upset. Hey, shut up!
Okay. All right, hold on. Let's all settle down and
bring it down.
Look,
I won't say a bad word.
Bring it down.
What you guys have to understand is this. It's a new show. It's
what
a
is?
The Deep Night Ticket.
Well, then let's get to it.
It's
let's,
a highly pressurized
we have
situation,
a girl. We have
and we have to maintain.
Do you understand who's producing it behind you?
This is the first
yes.
time we've ever done this
Killer.
After the Mavs.
He's had a lot of stuff
immediately eliminated.
Hey, Donnie, who do we
look
have? Who do we
his
have?
His headset like he's some sort
who?
Of. What?
Trisha
in Louisville.
All right, girl.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Hey, what is going on?
Huh?
What is going on?
I am on my deck, crying in my beer because of tonight's game. It was horrible.
How old are you?
We're not talking about the Mavericks game. You realize that, Trisha?
Well, maybe I've had one too many beers. It's all right.
Okay, how old are you?
Uh-oh.
37.
Why do you live in Louisville?
Uh-oh.
Home of the Fighting Farmers and Roddy Gage, who won two state titles in 1995.
What did you just? Are you taking a dump? Right? Why? We're all in the toilet. We're all in the toilet. Killer.
Killer. What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Change whatever you just did.
There you go. There's Killer. Nice work.
So, Trisha, how many beers have you had?
About nine.
Do you listen to the ticket every day?
Is that a normal occurrence? Do you drink like this heavily all the time?
Only when there's a game that has results I don't like, which is generally.
Do you listen to the ticket every day?
My license plate says Ticket Chick, so yes, I do.
Wow.
You're a ticket chick?
I
no, she's
not.
So into the ticket.
She knows me.
Who's your favorite?
Uh-oh.
I do. Who's your favorite ticket personality?
Outside of Mike, who's your favorite ticket personality?
There is no other besides Mike.
Who?
Besides Mike, it's either Corby or Donovan.
Mm.
All right, get it out.
Come on, George. Let's celebrate.
Oh,
I don't want to hear anyone wants to talk to Tariq over here. Just get out of here.
Whoa.
Hey.
You know, in this day and age.
Be nice, Ash. Listen to the users.
Well, you need to.
But
you need to start your day right.
Hey, I appreciate your love for the black man. Nothing wrong with that.
All right, Corby just did two push-ups as if he was at Aggie Yell practice.
Hey, you want to have a push-up contest right now?
All right, it's enough for her. Get rid of her.
Whoa.
Really?
Whoa. She's a good ticket chick. She has ticket chick on her license plate.
I could probably do 20 more push-ups than you.
20 more push-ups than me.
Right now.
How much you want to bet?
I want to hear women who are into me.
Right now?
All right, if you're into George, give us a call. What do you want to bet right now? Let's talk to...
Dunny? I'm not willing to, but I think I could.
Oh, okay.
Get rid of him.
All right.
Hold on. We're doing the push-up challenge right here.
All right. Push-up time.
Is it 20 more than him, even just do 20?
He said he can do 20 more than me.
Which means that
okay, so first you have to set the bar.
So I got
to
do 40.
So Donovan has to set the bar.
Set the bar. All right.
And then Corby has to beat it.
No, Donovan. I'm not agreed to it. I don't want you to see you do this.
Dude, that's the point.
Do it anyway. Do it
anyway. That's the point.
No, it's time for the push-up.
When you do it, I may not agree
to do it at the same time.
Did you guys dump that back there?
Yes,
just stop yelling.
Got it. Calm down.
Everyone bring it down.
Corby.
All right, you got to start drinking Aquafina,
everything.
Okay?
You are a hot. Do you ever think about counseling? Maybe just seeing...
Look, you're the worst.
Girls?
214-787-1310.
Right. Yeah, late night ticket.
Donovan is about to do his push-ups.
Let's go push-up for push-up.
And we're live on
same
the air.
Time. Let's go.
Donovan will win this.
For nothing?
Come on. Yeah, for nothing. Do it.
For pride.
Man, you're so messed up.
Hey,
you can't do more than three.
Stand up. Come on.
You got to have headphones on.
I'm going to lose your... Listen.
Come on, Corby. Stand
you're
going to
lose your balance
man.
Doing push-ups. That's
yeah, this is kind of a racial thing.
Come on,
this is
go.
Like Jerry Cooney.
I'm representing the community.
No. Well, you know what's going to happen here?
My money's on Tariq.
Mr. Cooney.
Whoa,
you
dude.
Shut up. You shut up. I'm on your great game team. And
you told me to call you that.
Hey, Tariq Abdul-Wahad.
We have to agree on what a push-up is because there's a really fine line between what a push-up is.
Okay, let's talk to
all
the ladies.
Right, let's talk to girls.
All right, you guys talk about the push-up.
Up first is who?
Tiffany Plano, go ahead.
Stop farting, whoever it is. Stop it.
I got a suggestion. Hang on.
Hold on a second. Hold on.
Hang on, girl, man. What?
Shut it for a second. I'm trying to talk to Mike.
Ooh, well.
Mike, what's going on?
No, I'm kidding. My husband actually did fight night.
Yeah.
He was the itty bitty.
Was he TC?
He was the clam.
No, he was the itty bitty skinny white guy.
Yeah,
okay,
right. Were you the big black girl?
No.
Are you drunk?
Cut her off, Donnie.
How old are you, Tiffany?
Tiffany.
You're well what? How old?
34, and he fought Smiling
God, you brought up a Spurs fan. Out, Donnie, I swear to God. Get rid of her. She brought up Smiling Pete, the biggest ass whip of a Spurs fan out there. Do not bring up the
Spurs. You don't even have to say as
Do not
Spurs
bring
fan.
Up Smiling Pete!
Yeah, yeah.
That is an instant cutoff.
He has a reputation of Hitler on here.
What?
Oh, no.
Am I wrong?
Donnie, go ahead.
Where else are we going?
Okay, all right. Like, next, seriously. Donnie. No, hang on, Donnie. Hang on, Donnie. If you had to... Be honest. If you had to choose...
I'd take Hitler over Smiling Pete.
Do you ever think, maybe let's not
hang
talk...
On. No, hang on. I know the answer to this. I know the answer to this.
What is it?
If you had to have a conversation with one person, would you choose Hitler?
Hitler?
Yes, I would too. I would choose.
Smiling Pete's got so much nothing. Are you kidding me? All right, where are we going next?
Poor Pete.
Oh, Sheree.
Sheree.
This might be a sister. Is this a sister?
Yeah.
Girl?
Yeah. Hello, you're on the air.
I'm on the air. This is Sheree.
Hey, girl.
Good evening, Sheree.
Hello. Do you enjoy the arts?
How old are you?
25.
And how,
why did you call? What do you want to say?
Oh, I wanted to talk to Dan.
What?
Dan! Dan is right here, Sheree. Say whatever you want to say to Dan.
What you got for Dan?
I think George is more interested in talking to you, but go ahead.
I wanted to say that I love the way that Dan's voice sounds.
Ooh,
really?
Well.
Yeah?
How you doing, huh? What do you like about it? Like it when I'm eating on the air? Or when I ask Dale Hansen if he's walking out?
Wow.
All right, thanks for calling.
Good call. Best call of the night. What are you wearing, Sheree?
Yeah, I'm wearing a pastel... Penny.
What, you hang up on her?
Oh, yeah.
Are you walking out?
How'd you hang up on
Sheree.
Her? Sheree. Look, Donnie.
Huge call. Rack that call.
You know, if I was Corby, I'd be screaming at you right now.
All right.
Let's work a little harder on your job,
Donnie. You need a sister to call.
Where are we going?
Ticket. All right.
I need
to talk to a black girl.
All right.
All right. Well, what are you hanging up on the girls who want to talk to us?
Dude.
She hadn't even told us anything.
Dude. All right.
Do we